DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Jim Bertel reporting.
In questo giorno di festa invochiamo il Signore la pace.
Pope Francis called for peace in Jerusalem and mutual trust on the Korean Peninsula in his traditional Christmas Day address. The pontiff spoke of growing tensions between Israelis and Palestinians, expressing his hope that the will to resume dialogue may prevail and that a negotiated solution can finally be reached, one that would allow the peaceful coexistence of two states. The Pope also focused on the suffering of children in conflicts. Russia and China each signaled today a desire for a peaceful resolution to the tensions surrounding North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile activity. New UN sanctions on North Korea were approved Friday, and North Korea's foreign ministry called it an act of war. VOA's Lori London reports.
The latest sanctions were unanimously approved in response to North Korea's latest launch of a ballistic missile that it claims can reach anywhere on the U.S. mainland. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley says the United States will continue to match the Kim regime's choice of aggressive actions.
On November 29th, Pyongyang launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. This was another attempt by the Kim regime to masquerade as a great power while their people starve and their soldiers defect.
The resolution was drafted by the United States and negotiated with the North's closest ally, China. But Sunday's statement from North Korea challenged that assertion, saying it's a pipe dream for the United States to think it will give up its nuclear weapons. The North says countries that supported the new sanctions will be, quote, held completely responsible for all the consequences and will forever pay the price. Lori London, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story and all the news 24 hours a day, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA. Russian election officials on Monday formally barred Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny from running for president next year. They say he is ineligible because of a past criminal conviction. Navalny claims the conviction was politically motivated. He has called for a boycott of the March election and is appealing the decision. A Russian bus plowed into a Moscow subway entrance Monday, leaving at least 5 people dead and 15 injured. Video shows people scattering as the vehicle ran down the subway steps before being brought to a halt by the tunnel's roof. The cause of the incident was not immediately clear, but there was no suggestion it was a terror attack. Afghan officials say a suicide blast early Monday in Kabul killed 2 intelligence officers and 4 civilians while injuring 2 people. The bombing occurred near a security checkpoint on a busy road in the capital. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman says the bomber apparently was targeting Afghan security forces and in